Happy Red Monday, and this is Jamie Lynn. As part of the Color Alchemy Web Conference, which it is not too late to sign up for at coloralchemy.com, I wanted to share some red breathing with you and a mini Color Alchemy meditation. And there are many more meditations and rituals in Color Alchemy, but I wanted you to get started. Every Red Monday in the Color Alchemy ebook, which is one email or triumph a day for the next 4 Mondays, you get a lesson or triumph, which includes general Color Alchemy suggestions and where did Color Alchemy come from. It teaches you how to live Color Alchemy. Week number 2 gives you chakra introductions and colors of the body. It teaches you how to use colors and develop a wardrobe and to use personal items to help you live Color Alchemy. And as the weeks progress, we reevaluate whether you're achieving your goals, and I remind you about what truly is the formula for happiness. Week number 4, we recommit with a chakra dance so you can dance your spirit. And there's also some moving meditations from Tai Chi called Creating a Rainbow, and you salute the sun with some yoga positions. These triumphs are also in the 272 full color book too. So check out the special that includes the full color book, the ebook, and the 4-hour training where you listen to me teach you with more than 185 slides that are automated that even include more information that's not included in the book or the ebook. For the special, go to www.coloralchemy.com/specials.php. So, are you ready for your red color alchemy breathing with support, vitality, courage, stamina, confidence, strength, and the first day of the week, which is Monday, it's the get up and go day, it's the get up and go color. So let's get started by sitting up tall. Put your feet on the floor, and with your hands comfortably in your lap, close your eyes. You might want to let your tongue rest gently on the roof of your mouth, right behind your teeth, and begin slow, rhythmic breathing. In through your nose, and out through your mouth. With every breath, soften the muscles in your face and do a body scan. If you feel any tension anywhere, just bring your attention to that location and with your mind and intention, don't have any attachment. Just watch the tension dissolve. But I really recommend spend as much time as you need here in this part of the meditation. Really get rid of all that tension. And if your mind wanders, just gently bring your focus back to your red breath, full of vitality, courage, strength, and stamina, and you'll be fine. Now visualize your red breath like a soft ray of light, because that's what it is. Just like the lingering smoke from a candle that's been just blown out. So breathe red in through your nose and watch courage and security and confidence and vitality and stamina fill every cell and fiber of your body. You might want to count the seconds of your inhalations and exhalations and try to make each one longer than the one before to strengthen your lungs and to have the oxygen really get down into the cells and nourish them. in out. Visualize your red breath filling and emptying as if the inhalation and exhalation was a circle of energy. And visualize your deep inhalation nourishing your body as your exhalation releases all toxins. Breathe at your own pace while I'm quiet for a while. And you might want to use some affirmations such as, I am courageous. I am strong. I have plenty of stamina. And so on. Take one more deep and joyful red breath and know that whenever you need strength, security, courage, confidence, and vitality, you'll be able to have that red energy on call, which also supports you at work by helping you roll up your sleeves, to buckle down, to seize opportunities, to energize performance, the motivation and persistence. Breathe those energies in for a few more breaths and I'll be back. One more red breath of strength and stamina. Let it go. Might want to put the complementary color, which is green, to remove some of those toxins. And bring your awareness back into the room. Wiggle a finger or a toe. You might want to gently rotate your neck or rock it from side to side. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You might also want to journal your experience, as there's so much to learn from the color red and color alchemy. Have a blessed red day, and know that you're loved.